TBI recovery phases, short long-term impacts. Like almost everything else in life, recovering from a TBI is a process. This article will make you aware of the different stages of that process. Common stages in the first few weeks after a brain injury: swelling, bleeding, or changes in brain chemistry often affect the function of healthy brain tissue. The injured person's eyes may remain closed, and the person may not show signs of awareness. As swelling decreases in blood flow and brain chemistry improve, brain function usually improves. With time, the person's eyes may open, sleep-wake cycles may begin, and the injured person may follow commands, respond to family members, and speak. Some terms that might be used in these early stages of recovery are black small square, coma, the person is unconscious, does not respond to visual stimulation or sounds, and is unable to communicate or show emotional responses. Black small square, vegetative state, the person has sleep-wake cycles, and startles or briefly orients to visual stimulation and sounds. Black small square, minimally conscious state, the person is partially conscious, knows where sounds and visual stimulation are coming from, reaches for objects, responds to commands now and then, can vocalize at times, and shows emotion. A period of confusion and disorientation often follows a TBI. A person's ability to pay attention, agitation, nervousness, restlessness or frustration may appear. Sleeping patterns may be disrupted. The person may overreact to stimulation and become physically aggressive. This stage can be disturbing for family because the person behaves so uncharacteristically. Inconsistent behavior is also common. Some days are better than others. For example, a person may begin to follow a command, lift your leg, squeeze my finger, and then not do so again for a time. This stage of recovery may last days or even weeks for some. In this stage of recovery, try not to become anxious about inconsistent signs of progress. Ups and downs are normal. Later stages of recovery can bring increased brain and physical function. The person's ability to respond may improve gradually. Length of recovery. The fastest improvement happens in about the first 6 months after injury. During this time, the injured person will likely show many improvements and may seem to be steadily getting better. The person continues to improve between 6 months and 2 years after injury, but this varies for different people and may not happen as fast as the first 6 months. Improvements slow down substantially after 2 years but may still occur many years after injury. Most people continue to have some problems, although they may not be as bad as they were early after injury. Rate of improvement varies from person to person. Long-term impacts. It is common and understandable for family members to have many questions about the long-term effects of the brain injury on the injured person's ability to function in the future. Unfortunately, it is difficult to determine the long-term effects for many reasons. Black small square. First, brain injury is a relatively new area of treatment and research. We have only begun to understand the long-term effects in patients 1, 5, and 10 years after injury. Black small square. Brain scans and other tests are not always able to show the extent of the injury, so it is sometimes difficult early on to fully understand how serious the injury is. Black small square. The type of brain injury and extent of secondary problems such as brain swelling varies a great deal from person to person. Black small square. Age and pre-injury abilities also affect how well a person will recover. We do know that the more severe the injury, the less likely the person will fully recover. The length of time a person remains in a coma and duration of loss of memory, amnesia following a coma are useful in predicting how well a person will recover. The Rancho Los Amigos Levels of Cognitive Functioning, RLCF, is one of the best and most widely used ways of describing recovery from brain injury. The RLCF describes 10 levels of cognitive thinking recovery. Research has shown that the speed at which a person progresses through the levels of the RLCF can predict how fully a person will recover. The Rancho Los Amigos Levels of Cognitive Functioning. Level 1, no response. Person appears to be in a deep sleep. Level 2, generalized response. Person reacts inconsistently and not directly in response to stimuli. Level 3, localized response. Person reacts inconsistently and directly to stimuli. Level 4, confused, agitated. Person is extremely agitated and confused. Level 5, confused-inappropriate/non-agitated. Person is confused and responses to commands are inaccurate. Level 6, confused-appropriate. Person is confused and responds accurately to commands. Level 7, automatic-appropriate. person can go through daily routine with minimal to no confusion. Level 8 purposeful appropriate. Person has functioning memory, and is aware of and responsive to their environment. Level 9 purposeful appropriate. Person can go through daily routine while aware of need for standby assistance. Level 10, purposeful-appropriate/modified independent. Person can go through daily routine but may require more time or compensatory strategies. Recovery 2 years after brain injury based on information of people with moderate to severe TBI who received acute medical care and inpatient rehabilitation services at a TBI model system, 2 years post-injury. Black small square, most people continue to show decreases in disability. Black small square, 34% of people required some level of supervision during the day and or night. Black small square, 93% of people are living in a private residence. Black small square, 34% are living with their spouse or significant other, 29% are living with their parents. Black small square, 33% are employed, 29% are unemployed, 26% are retired due to any reason, and 3% are students. Disclaimer: this information is not meant to replace the advice from a medical professional. You should consult your healthcare provider regarding specific medical concerns or treatment. Source: our health information content is based on research evidence whenever available and represents the consensus of expert opinion of the TBI model systems directors. Our health information content is based on research evidence and or professional consensus and has been reviewed and approved by an editorial team of experts from the TBI model systems. Authorship: Understanding TBI was developed by Thomas Novak, PhD, and Tamara Bushnick, PhD, in collaboration with the Model System Knowledge Translation Center. Portions of this document were adapted from materials developed by the Mayo Clinic TBIMS, Baylor Institute for Rehabilitation, and from Picking Up the Pieces After TBI, A Guide for Family Members, by Angel M. Sander, PhD, Baylor College of Medicine, 2002. Understanding TBI. Part 3. The Recovery Process. ND. Retrieved February 14, 2017, from http://www.mskTC.org/TBI/factsheets/understanding-TBI/the-recovery-process-4-traumatic-brain-injury.